Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Friday. Here's KSRM's Matt Wilson.
The Alaska Gasland Development Corporation projects that the current political climate in the White House, the abundance of available oil and gas product on the North Slope, with the addition of the approved Willow Project and the potential foreign and domestic markets for Alaska's oil and natural gas, all point toward a groundbreaking of the Alaska LNG project and economic resurgence for Alaska and the Kenai Peninsula. Frank Richards, president of the Alaska Gasland Development Corporation, oversees development and execution of all AGDC projects. With a daily capacity of 3.3 billion cubic feet, multiple compressor stations along the pipeline will help carry natural gas from the North Slope to South Central Alaska. It is Alaska's priority project that has been widely studied by stakeholders, federal agencies, and state regulators. Richards is encouraged by the Biden administration's decision.
A reanalysis by the Biden administration of the Department of Energy's authorization granted to the project under the Trump administration. But they undertook about a two-year process to be able to look to see whether or not there was enough gas in Alaska to support the Alaska LNG project and whether or not we would be impacting through greenhouse gas emissions, negatively impacting the environment. And the outcome of that analysis was, no, there's certainly enough gas. They actually indicated there was more than enough gas, representing about 40 trillion cubic of natural gas in Prudhoe Bay and Point Thompson that will feed into this 30-year project, and that the environmental impacts of this project were essentially negligible or less than harmful, in their words.
Richards is currently involved in discussions with investors and developers, including South Korea.
We are using those in our discussions with investors and potential developers. Part of last week was a journey to Washington for myself because the president of the Republic of Korea was in Washington for a state visit with the Biden administration, and I was asked to join in on discussions with the Korean government and Korean business opportunity and Korean conglomerates that were in town accompanying the president. So it was really a great time for me to be able to represent Alaska and identify again the great opportunity that we call the Alaska LNG to investors and potentially a country that is critically in need of energy from a long-term stable ally such as the United States and Alaska.
Rich has explained the Alaska LNG plan for Alaska.
The Alaska LNG project is that large-scale project that will utilize North Slope resources, be able to provide it to Alaskans along the pipeline route, but then also feed it into a liquefaction facility that we'll construct in Nikiski. The offtake of gas for Alaskans, we have made sure that we have reserved over almost 2.5 times what we are currently consuming in the state. So it would allow for in-state consumption, other developers such as Agrium to be able to restart their plant, or even new construction of ammonia or hydrogen facilities on the Kenai. That is a keen interest to us because, again, it will provide not only energy for Alaskans, but also additional jobs and economic prospects.
The Prudhoe Bay and Point Thompson fields anchor the project on the North Slope. These fields will produce on average about 3.5 billion cubic feet of gas per day, with approximately 75% from the Prudhoe Bay field and 25% from the Point Thompson field. The gas pipeline construction plan differs from the Trans-Alaska pipeline.
Project will be a new pipeline. It'll be a buried pipeline. So TAPS is partially underground, partly above ground in permafrost areas, but this is a natural gas pipeline.
For complete details about the project and the description of the three main components of Alaska LNG, visit RadioKenai.com. For KSRM News, I'm Matt Wilson.
This has been This Week on the Kenai on the One KSRM. You can find these top stories and much more news at RadioKenai.com.